writing became important to you too, not just reading. You began to write and you wrote poems, and there are several of your poems in this book as well.
Well, the one I think personifies my entire life is called Echoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can read that for you if you
would. Would you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a poem inspired by my mom, and really, you know, all mothers, you know. Echoes. Echoes of wisdom I often hear, a mother's strength softly in my ears. Echoes of womanhood shining so bright. Echoes of a mother within darkest night. Echoes of wisdom on my mother's lips, too young to understand it was in a gentle kiss. Echoes of love, echoes of fear, arrogance of manhood wouldn't let me hear. Echoes of heartache I still hold close as I mourn the loss of my one true hero. Echoes from a mother's wound, heartbreaks held so dear, life begins with my first tears. Echoes of footsteps taken in the past, echoes of manhood standing in a looking glass. Echoes of motherhood, gentle and near. Echoes of a lost mother, I will always hear. And that's even now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when I have to deal with the collateral damage of being held in solitary for 44 years and 10 months, that I can hear things my mom told me that I once rebelled against because I saw it as a way of her trying to control my life.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you know, I always say I grew into her wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Because as I became older, when I started educating myself. See, the prison in the state of Louisiana and the Department of Correction, our cells were meant to be a death chamber.
Yeah.
But we turned it into schools, we turned it into universities, we turned it into debate halls, we turned it into law clinics. You know, everything that those cells were designed not to do, we did it. You know.
Well, it is a story of transformation.
Yes.
You know, inward and outward transformation.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I think must have been so hard to write and to remember are not just the aloneness of it all, but the listing of humiliations, just the strip searches, the food pushed under the door rather than through a slot, the shakedowns, the battle with claustrophobia. There's one scene where you're forced to stand facing away from the guards who are just tossing everything you have, which isn't that much.
Yeah.
And you're not able to look at them and know what's going on. And it must have been very hard to go back and relive that.
Yeah, you know, it was so many things I talk about in the book because, you know, the purpose of the book is to enlighten and raise the level of consciousness
right.
of the people of the world, to make people, you know, one thing that always irritates me is public officials, especially in America, have this habit of saying, in the name of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are the last thing that they think about when they do these things. You know, you can't, my mom is a part of the people. My mom did not want her son to go to a prison where, you know, brutality, sex slavery, institutional racism, individual racism. So, you know, don't tell me that the way prisons are being run today is in the name of the people. You know, because, you know, the prisoners in these prisons, they come from families. They come from moms and dads and grandparents and uncles and brothers and sisters. So you can't tell me that they won't or wish this upon their loved ones, you know? So don't be saying you're doing this in the name of the people. I don't believe it. I never have believed it. You know, you're doing this because your power, your position of power gives you the authority to do it. And it has been proven over and over that, you know, unchecked power corrupts.